Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. It is Sunday, May 6th. I am Liz Dolan. I am in Santa Monica, California. Joined on the line by just one simple sister, just one. It's just a one sister to another sister kind of show today. Sheila Dolan in South Pasadena, how are you?
Oh, Liz, I am fantastic. I'm getting cozy, Liz.
Getting cozy. See, here's the thing, listeners. Sheila and I were emailing back and forth last night. Like, okay, if it was just the two of us available today, what could we do that would be special? What could we do that would be different? What could we do that would be unexpected? And then I got the email from Sheila that you've all been waiting to get from Sheila for 2 or 3 years now. Sheila saying, let's just cozy couch it. Right?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, indeed, Liz.
So today it's all cozy couch all the time. You're totally prepped and ready to go?
I am so prepped. I have my marker, I have my magazines, and I have my snacks. So let's do it.
Okay, I know you have your own opening theme music. I'm going to play that. You'll probably just hear it in the background a little bit because we don't have time to like do any post-production today. So here we go, people. You will remember this from the good old days of the cozy couch.
Oh, welcome to On the Cozy Couch with Sheila. Oh, Liz, I just want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Oh, I am so relaxed already, Sheila, just hearing your theme music, that cozy couch music. I'm sitting way back.
Oh, well, you know what, Liz? It's funny you should mention that. Leaning back, according to Women's World this week, can help you make important decisions.
Really?
Just wow. About anything you can think of in your life
can
help you make a better decision or lose weight, according to Women's World. But you know what? We need to take it back, Steph.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to sit back. We need to relax. And we need to supercharge our morning. Now, have you had your morning coffee, Liz?
I have it right in front of me now, in a classic Satellite Sisters mug, as a matter of fact, Sheila.
Now, I'm wondering, did you take a moment to breathe in the rich aroma of your coffee beans?
To breathe it in? Is that different than smelling it?
Yeah, yes. If you inhale the aroma of your coffee for just a couple minutes every morning.
Yeah.
It can actually reduce stress and irritability. And you know, that comes from that groggy feeling you have right before you drink your coffee.
Wow, that's good to know, Sheila. What scientific journal did you read that in?
First Magazine.
First Magazine. Now, for people that haven't been on the cozy couch with Sheila before, is there a concept here that you need people to understand?
Well, the concept is this, that life is stressful and there's a lot of bloating. And those two things alone can really make your life a lot worse. So we are dedicated to reducing stress, reducing bloating by sitting back, relaxing, getting a couple of those fine publications that you find in supermarkets right by the checkout. And I'm talking about First Magazine and Woman's World, a great week made easy. And then sitting back with your own snacks that make you happy. Now, Liz, do you have your snacks ready?
I've just got the coffee, Sheila. I had cereal this morning, tried to have a healthy breakfast, but I'm not currently snacking. Is that going to be a problem?
Well, I'm snacking for you, Liz.
Okay, thank you.
Two things. I'm gone gluten-free. Now, this can really help reduce bloat. I mean,
really?
According to all my reports, But the other thing I'm doing is it's a great week to eat goat cheese, Liz.
It is. May, and some weeks are good, other weeks not so good?
Well, May, according to a Women's World magazine, is the best month to enjoy fresh goat cheese.
Uh-huh. Thank goodness you're telling me this at the beginning of the month.
This is the reason, Liz. In the spring, goats feast on grasses and flowers instead of hay, which makes the cheese creamier and sweeter.
that is really important to know. Thank you.
And the last tip I want to add about goat cheese is that you need to look in your supermarket for those goat cheese labeled fresh.
Oh, okay.
Or listen for it, Chevre.
Chevre. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is a tip to clip. That's
all right. Yes, Liz. Bringing us back to tips to clip. Now, Liz, let's get started. The big headlines on both magazines, of course, is Mother's Day coming up.
Right.
And the fact that you can reduce pounds instantly. I mean, you can instantly lose weight. Did you know that, Liz?
No, but I'm really super happy to hear that, because that would be so much better than my current process, which is not so instant.
Okay, so we've been through, what I'm going to cover this week is how to get instant weight loss through lots of different methods. Uh-huh. Some involve wearing clothes and doing things to the clothes, and then others include just body busters.
Body busters, okay.
I'm also going to include very important headline this week this is from 10 ways to use soap slivers.
Soap slivers.
So this is brilliant uses for soap slivers. And I know you've been wondering what to do.
I was actually looking at a sliver this morning wondering, you know, where do I go with this now? It's just a sliver of its former self.
Okay, then I have heretofore the initials DIY will refer to do-it-yourself, Liz.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you.
We're going to talk about DIY bath bombs and creams that make you smell like dessert for Mother's Day.
Nice, okay.
And this involves actually making strawberry shortcake and mashing it up into a blender. All right, so that.
I do want to hear more about that.
But first, let's get started. Now, this I know we're back on the cozy couch after a long time. Uh-huh. But I'm going to be giving you two ideas sort of coming at you at once, Liz. So you have to listen carefully.
Wow, that doesn't sound so cozy. That sounds like a lot of work, Sheila.
But it's how to make your body instantly slimmer.
Oh, okay. Now I'm in.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to talk about belting, Liz. Hmm. And do you consider yourself one who belts normally?
I am such a non-belter. I am not a belter.
Okay.
Even when you get a dress that comes with a belt, I usually just throw that away. I'm not going to use it. Sorry.
Well, I want to open your eyes to some belting options, Liz. Mm-hmm. And again, these are going to be two ideas that are coming at you at once. So let me just get my magazines straight.
I can hear you shuffling your magazines. Yes. You have a lot of material there this
morning. I've cut out so much material. All right, let's just talk about how to make your body more beautiful. All right, so this is the first idea, Liz. Mm-hmm. Love your bust, hate your arms.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with that as a premise. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to tame some trouble spots. And these all involve wearing things that we would normally never wear.
Okay, all right.
All right, love your bust, hate your arms. So you may love your bust, but hate your arms, right?
Maybe I do. There are days where that's true, yes.
Okay, so you want to go out and purchase a nice tunic.
Okay. But do I have to belt it?
No, something in sequins and silk, possibly.
Really?
Yes, Liz.
And that's going to make my arms look better?
Yes, it will, because it's going to cover your arms.
Okay.
But it's going to give you that the best you can be. This is what we're talking about. Like, sometimes the best you is just your personal best, Liz.
Uh-huh, okay. And sometimes it requires sequins to really be your total best you.
Okay, so here's another concept. Listen carefully. love your butt, hate your belly?
Yeah, I have those days too, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, now I do have stretch marks. So what
on your butt or your belly?
kind of on both, actually.
Okay.
So what do I do? Well, basically, I never.
How do you be your best you under that situation?
I never show my butt or my belly. But you can actually tame your trouble spot with a tummy cinching top. Oh. So you want to draw the eyelids straight down to a stunning derriere. And away from your belly rolls. Now, the fact that you could have a stunning derriere and belly rolls.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, if you're that person, congratulations.
That confuses me. It really does. Mm-hmm. But those are just a couple tips you can do, you know, for the summertime to be your best you, Liz.
I don't want to get too complicated here with this tip because it's certainly one to clip. But when you say drawing your eyes down, like if it's coming down towards your belly, how do you draw the eyes around the back?
So what we have is we have a dark tummy cinching top.
Yeah.
And a floral bikini bottom. Now, the spandex top is going to minimize you. It's going to pull you in, Liz.
Sure, yeah.
Right? But the bottom's bold pattern becomes a flattering focal point. And there's nothing better than a big, bold pattern on your butt.
Than a big, flattering focal point. That's okay. I never thought of my butt as a flattering focal point, but you've opened my eyes, Sheila. Thank you.
Okay. Now, there's one more tip I want to give you. Your body instantly can be better if you love your legs, hate your hips, Liz.
Yes, I have some of those days as well.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do for that. We're going to get a, quote-unquote, half sarong. Half sarong.
What is that?
It's a sheer shorty. It's a piece of fabric that's going to measure 21 inches by 48 inches for whatever reason.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, and it's not a full-size sarong. It's a shorty, Liz.
It's a shorty. And where am I putting that?
You're putting it over your hips.
Oh, of course. And my belly rolls.
And your belly rolls. And it's going to showcase those long legs.
Ah, okay.
And literally make your hips an afterthought.
Wow. Now, that's a very exciting idea.
Yeah, just gather that shorty in an opposite corner, wrap around your hips, and knot it above one leg. And again, drawing the eye downward to your leg, downward.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding.
Skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at PROS.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at PROS.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E. PROS.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Down, 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 down. And then around to my derriere, or is that a different day of the week?
No, you got to cover that derriere because basically this thought is, it doesn't mention your butt. I mean, you don't know what kind of butt this person could have, but they love their legs and they hate their hips.
Okay, all right. Oh, you're right. You said this was going to be a lot of concepts at once. You're right.
Okay, so here we go. I want to jump in about Mother's Day coming up, of course, and there's a lot of DIY tips this week in women's world.
Okay.
They call it bake shop bliss for your bath. And basically what you're going to make, if they're going to be homemade bath salts and remedies to really just beautify yourself. It's for people who have a sweet tooth and want to pamper themselves.
Okay. All right.
And they make a wonderfully indulgent Mother's Day gifts. So the first is the strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake. And so I'm eating that in the bathtub. Is that what is wonderfully indulgent?
Strawberry shortcake bath salts.
Oh.
So first you got to make up a whole big strawberry shortcake. I don't know how the heck we're going to do that, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the DIY part, right?
And what you're going to do is you're going to pulverize that in a food processor. And then you're going to layer it. You're going to layer it with some Epsom salts that you have dyed pink and yellow.
Okay.
Oh.
So the actual mashed up dessert is layered between Epsom salts. I'm just trying to hang in here.
It's for people who have a sweet tooth.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, you can't get enough of that stuff. Now, I know you have a lot of pretty empty jars hanging around your house, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you have a scoop, right? You have a bath salt scoop.
Somewhere here, there could very well be a bath salt scoop. I haven't looked in a while, to tell you the truth.
So you're going to do some bicoloring layering with the pie, with the strawberry shortcake, and then you're going to tie it with the pretty ribbon and label it, Liz, because I know you have homemade labels already.
Yes, I do. And ribbon. Sure. I'll go to my ribbon closet.
Now, if you don't prefer strawberry, I mean, if you'd rather have a banana cream pie, Liz.
Okay. Wow.
Just guess what goes into that.
A banana cream pie?
A banana cream pie body butter. I mean, it is basically imitation banana extract and cornstarch and oils. And you're going to whip that thing up into a wonderful body butter and put it into a reclosable jar, hopefully.
Okay. So I don't have to use it all at once. That's good.
Well, a small dab will do the trick, Liz. Uh-huh.
Yes, just the Boston cream pie directly on the face.
And if you prefer just a plain old lemon pound cake body scrub, Liz, that might be easier for you because I think a bundt cake will be easier for you. And that moist lemon, can you imagine what that cake does to your skin?
It just sounds so moist. You're right. Right. Have you actually tried any of these yet, Sheila? Because they do sound great.
I haven't. I'm just starting with the whole concept of mashing up a pie. Or baking a pie.
Yeah, right. Start with that. Well, you could get the pie advance and then just pick up the instructions at step two.
Well, pick up the pie and the magazines at Vons at your local supermarket. Please, if anybody wants more information, you're going to have to go buy these magazines yourself. Because I'm just touching the surface on this week, Liz.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate the effort, though, because I know people are thinking about what should they DIY for Mother's Day.
All right. Now, there's a lot of talk in women's magazines, of course, about the stress-inducing hormone cortisol. I mean, that is just, I mean, if you don't know about cortisol, you have to know about it because the entire magazine is dedicated to reducing cortisol.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And one way you can do that is just start eating strawberries.
Really? But I just put them in my bath salts.
Okay. But if you eat raw strawberries, just wash them, eat them, Liz.
I know
you do a lot of public speaking.
Yes.
The fresh strawberries will help reduce the worrying-inducing stress hormone cortisol. So, I mean, can you imagine just having a big bushel of strawberries?
Mm-hmm.
Just that red, you know, strawberry dye all over your face before you do a public speaking gig. But you will be worry-free, Liz.
Worry-free. That's the important thing. That is the important thing, Sheila. That's good. So that's reducing my cortisol. Just a big old bushel. Okay.
Big old pot of strawberries.
Yeah, okay. The ones left over from the strawberry shortcake.
All right, let's just jump around here because that's what this magazine does.
Yes. And we've been so focused up until this point in the show. So we're on the cozy couch with Sheila. Thank you for joining us. We haven't done this in a while, but you know what? I think that's why my cortisol levels have been building up so much because I have not been on the cozy couch.
That's right. Well, in addition to Mother's Day, Memorial Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone in women's world is having a Memorial Day picnic, of course.
Of course they are. Yes.
So I want to give you, it's both a smart home solution and it's a money saver. This is a new category in women's world. There's like a green dollar sign, Liz. Money saver.
Cha-ching. Okay. All right. Cha-ching. How do we start saving money?
Okay. Here is the thing. I know you've been wondering how to keep gnats from crashing your Memorial Day.
That particular issue has been raising my cortisol levels already. Yep.
And you, when you think about gnats, you just think of them crashing your party. Don't you?
Yes. Well, they seem to organize into groups, too. And then they all crash together.
So basically what you're going to do, a normal person would just buy a citronella candle, right?
Yes, that would be right.
But you can save $6, Liz, by taking a few small bowls with a solution. Oh, here come those soap slivers. Let's wait for it. And soap slivers and 3 parts vinegar. And set those bowls around the party area at least 3 feet away from the food. Now, The pesky gnats are attracted to the smell of vinegar, and they're going to dive into these bowls.
Oh, that's going to look nice.
And the slippery slope soap will keep them from climbing back out. That's like death by soap slip.
That is just diabolically clever. I mean, not that good to look at a party, I'm guessing, but sure, I would give that a go. Are you going to try that at your Memorial Day picnic?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all about those gnats. When they come in, they can crash a party. I see armies of them marching up, and that's the one thing I really need to do is get that vinegar and get the soap slivers and talk about soap slivers.
Wow.
Okay?
You think you have enough soap slivers, or are you going to have to generate a few more slivers between now and Memorial Day?
Okay, so let me just find... I'm just finding the two-page spread on soap slivers for you.
Two pages? Wow. Thank goodness.
Well, it's the 10 most important ways to use soap slivers. If we have any listeners, you know, who have other ways to use soap slivers, please write to us.
Okay, but they need to be important ways, not just the usual ways you use soap slivers, just the important ones.
Okay, so let's talk about number 5, because we all want to be beautiful. Did you know you could tame your unruly brows in seconds with soap slivers?
I did not know that. How do I do that?
Okay, so when needed, Liz, only when needed, rub a damp eyebrow brush onto the soap sliver and then comb through your brows.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. The waxy substance will keep the hairs in place all day. I mean, I'm sure they will.
Yes.
They're soap slivers.
That soap is just going to dry right on your face. And, yeah, I can see how that could work.
I mean, I don't know what would prevent it from being sticky and dry, but...
But you don't care.
Maybe that's why it's number 5 on the list, Liz.
Yeah, not higher up on the list of importance.
Okay, the number one way to use a soap sliver is to prevent your drawers from sticking. Okay. So last summer, I'm sure your drawers, not your panties, but your actual drawers.
Uh-huh.
Did you have some humidity causing the tracks in your bureau to squeak?
Sure. Don't we all have that issue? When I'm not dealing with the gnats, I'm dealing with my sticky drawers. Uh-huh.
And it brought you a lot of frustration, right?
Cortisol city. I'm telling you, cortisol city.
Okay, so this is what you do, Liz. You're going to rub some soap slivers on the tracks of your drawers, and the soap soil will lubricate the wood and guarantee a flawless glide every time.
That is a guarantee. Wow, I'm feeling cozier about that already.
Even on the steamiest days, Liz.
Okay.
Okay, Liz, you have Ferris. You have your pet.
Yeah, he's a dog. Uh-huh.
Number 8 tip for soap slivers.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his 2 kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
you are
like
going to be happy, okay, and that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy. You did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's Framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling
sure.
there
yes.
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
There are dog-related soap sliver uses. This is important.
It's so specific, okay?
Yeah.
If your dog or cat, has Ferris been gnawing on your electrical cords?
No, but you never know when that could happen.
Well, you want to thwart it before it happens, Liz.
Yes, thwarting. Okay.
And what do you think you're going to do? Just take a guess.
I think I'm going to take the soap sliver.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to rub it on the cord.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You're going to rub it on the wire.
Uh-huh.
Now, after a few licks of the bitter coating,
yeah.
your pet will realize that the wires are not a suitable chew toy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that does feel important.
Just as a side note, don't worry about him getting sick because it's a minuscule amount of soap.
Yes, it's just a sliver, right? We only started with the sliver. Now we have the sliver of the sliver. Okay.
All right. And finally, if the gnats have come in and charged your party.
Crashed your party.
He crashed it.
Yeah.
And you get an itchy bug bite.
Ooh,
the
yeah.
weather is perfect for that, you know, and you're at dinner. And if you want to ease an itch immediately, mm-hmm. get a soap sliver and just rub it on the affected area.
Really? Uh-huh. Okay.
There's an ingredient in soap, Liz, sodium hydroxide, that will seep into the skin and dry on that bite. It will just dry right up, like your eyebrows.
Yeah, dry right on it. Well, you know what? After hearing this, Sheila, I don't think I have enough soap slivers. I think I have just been foolishly throwing them away when they got to the sliver stage.
Oh, we'll never throw anything away.
Yeah.
And speaking of, under Smart You Solutions, which used to be at one of our favorite categories, right, Liz?
Yeah. Oh, a favorite.
Okay. Never throw away, and I've been collecting them for years, empty Tic Tac containers.
Really? There are alternate uses for Tic Tac containers?
Well, some of the best tips in Woman's World come right from the readers. So this is a reader tip.
Okay.
Listen carefully. I used to get so frustrated. I knew I had dozens of bobby pins lying around, and I could never find one when I needed one. Thankfully, my sister offered this trick. Store them in an empty Tic Tac box.
Oh, that's amazing. Now,
because you know the Tic Tac box is rectangular, Liz.
That's true. I do know that much about it. Yes.
And it's the perfect holding, perfect container for holding tiny pins.
Tiny pins, yes. It feels like they would all get stuck in there somehow. But obviously, if it's a reader tip, it must always work.
You know, I mean, I've only bought one box of Tic Tacs in my life 10 years ago, and I'm still working on it. So I don't know.
Okay, well, as soon as you finish that up, you're just going to have to try this one and report back.
All righty. Now, I know this is allergy season for me. How about you, Liz?
Yeah, I don't really have the allergy problem, but I know you do, and Leanne does, and Monica does, too. So what's afflicting you now that is soap sliver related?
Well, this is a smart you solution.
Oh,
it
okay.
Says nothing to do with soap.
Nothing at all? Okay.
No, this has to do with allergy eyes, basically red puffy eyes, which I could have any morning of the week. It doesn't have to be allergies.
Yes, yes.
If I have not taken a moment to actually breathe in the aroma of my coffee beans before I down it, I could look red and puffy. I don't know about you, Liz.
Me too. I didn't realize it was related to the breathing in the aroma of my coffee, but certainly I have some red puffy situations in the early morning.
Okay, well, this sounds counterintuitive, but here we go. You can hide the irritation of your red puffy eyes by sweeping a gold or bronze eyeshadow across your lids. Arr. Now, there's nothing like a nice warm yellow hue on my eyelids. It just, it combats the redness, of course, but the yellow hue is dangerous for me at this age. I think a younger woman would find a lot of benefit from this tip.
No, I think you're better off sweeping the eye down to your derriere, frankly.
Take the attention away.
Take the attention away from your red puffy eyes.
I would just take a little short sarong and wrap it over my head and take attention away from my red puffy eyes.
Yeah, just a shorty. You're right. That's why that size is perfect.
Okay. Now, it's also, short skirt season. And so you want to, this is a money saver. You want to double the life of your razor, right?
Of course. Yes. How do I do that?
Because you're wearing swingy skirts and spaghetti straps, correct?
Oh yeah. I hate my arms, but I'm wearing the spaghetti straps anyway. Yes.
Hate your arms, you love your arms, Liz, but you hate your what?
No.
Who cares? All right. All right, so this is, you're doing daily shaving, I hope.
Okay, I'm going to have to get on that.
All right, you can keep your skin stubble-free, Liz, and save money on having to buy a new razor. By taking your razor, and basically you're going to grab an old pair of jeans. Just grab it.
This is all in the shower with me now. I got the old pair of jeans, the razor. Okay.
And
step three.
Your drawers are slide free now, right?
Yeah. So that's why I can get the jeans so easily. Okay.
Okay. And then you're going to take your razor in one direction, and you're going to rub it against the length of the jean. This is important. 20 times.
20 times.
And then boom, you switch directions and you repeat it.
Wow. So that's 40 times total?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the scientific justification of this is that denim threads run diagonally.
Uh-huh.
So this trick is going to catch and remove the blade dulling debris that you have built up.
The blade dulling debris. Okay, another tricky thing.
And plus, the fabric is going to absorb the rust-causing moisture. A lot of hyphenated words this week.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
And then only repeat every three shaves, Liz. So that's, wow, do the math. I mean, that's a lot of, I hope those jeans are really old because you're going to be.
Yeah, okay. It does seem like maybe just getting a new razor could be the easier way to go, the less stress-inducing way to go. But, okay, I can understand it. As long as your like drawers are gliding so easily, you might as well take those old jeans out of them.
That's right, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you may not be able to fit into your old jeans because of some bloat.
Yeah, we haven't talked about bloating at all.
Well, health bonus, here we go. You're going to relieve your bloat by asparagus.
Am I applying the asparagus to my face or am I mashing it with my bath salts?
Well, you can eat it, Liz, during your Memorial Day picnic.
I can eat it. Excellent.
And of course, some bloat will build up naturally if you have what they have suggested, the herbed butter Montreal steaks and the golden potato wedges.
Oh, nice. This sounds delicious.
Along with the star-spangled strawberry shortcake. But that asparagus, boom, it's a diuretic amino acid in it, Liz, that's going to trigger the release of trapped toxins.
Trapped toxins. I knew there was something going on in there. I knew it.
I mean, so basically you're working on your belly bloat and your facial bloat. No, facial puffiness. Let's not call it bloat. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah. Someday we'll have to spend some time establishing what the difference is between bloat and puffiness. But
that's too much for me right now.
We're just too relaxed on the cozy couch to think that through today. Okay, asparagus. That is going right on my menu.
Okay, that's good. Now, in the meantime, I know you have a very stressful job. And we talked about you have a lot of decisions to make. But they have found, according to Women's World, that if you're having trouble making a big decision, Liz, leaning back in your chair with your elbows up in the air can provide you a physical space and a psychological freedom that helps you make choices. So just let's practice it now. Let's put our hands behind our head.
All right. I'm doing it now.
And lean back. Should I go back to bed? Should I watch TV for the rest of the day? I can't make that decision.
I'm thinking, should I eat that strawberry shortcake or should I mash it up into bath salts? Wow.
Oh, boy. This has been fun. Now, I cannot end. I mean, I have to end our couch.
Yeah.
I can't end it. But I feel like I just, this is a miracle, Liz, that in this week's Woman's World is a stress buster and a smart use solution that I think was won on one of our original cozy couches, Liz. And
really?
This take you back. I'm a little sentimental about it.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Liz, do you remember tapping away stress in seconds?
Yes. I don't remember what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, I'll tell you, Liz, and it's going to come back to you as soon as I start talking about it. Now, you want to reclaim your cool after a hectic day, right, Liz?
Yeah, naturally. Yeah.
Take your forefinger and tap it on the top of your head with one finger.
Okay, just one.
One finger and breathe in deeply for 30 seconds and tap.
Okay,
tap.
Am I supposed to be leaning back at the same time?
Or do the leaning. Do everything you can.
Okay.
Here you go. Lean back, tap, breathe. And this is opening the...
this is what?
It's opening the energy channels, Liz.
Oh, okay.
And it's so stimulating that the area is going to send relaxation signals throughout the body. Tap. Keep tapping.
Okay, I'm still tapping. Yeah. Okay.
And that is a 30-second smart use solution that I think will go down in history. I mean, that, to me, it sums up everything we're talking about on the cozy couch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to move off your couch to do it.
Right. That would totally de-stress you if you're laying on the couch and finding that activity to be too much for you.
And what, I mean, it's the perfect time amount for a cozy couch. 30 seconds is all you need.
Boom. 30 seconds. Boom. And you're better.
And instant slimming, instant stress relievers. I mean, we do so much in our day that why shouldn't it be instant?
Yes, right. The tapping is a slimming activity too?
Liz, I have no idea if it slims, but if you've eaten your asparagus.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. The diuretic will just do its thing.
And you love your bust, hate your arms, Liz.
Yep. I got my brows are all soap slivered down.
Oh, that is a key for the summer. I mean, can you imagine brows that were unruly at your Memorial Day party with the gnats charging in over the hill?
Crashing, crashing.
They're going to crash. So I don't know. Ooh, wow. I feel relaxed. Do you feel relaxed, Liz?
Totally relaxed. Really, a session on the cozy couch. I think it was so overdue. Should I fire up your theme music for the final relaxation?
Let's do it, Liz. Let's sit back. Let's tap.
Okay. Let's breathe. All right. We're going to do that.
And let's snack.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Thank you for joining us for this super special edition of The Cozy Couch. Sheila Dolan, Liz Dolan. If you have any cozy tips to share, go to our Facebook page, Facebook group.
Brings me back.
Sitting in the morning sun.
All right, Sheila, have a great week.
You too, Liz.
All right, on the Cozy Couch. We'll be back next week.
The ships roll in.
Oh, yeah.
Then I watch them roll
less
away.
Less cortisol, more time.
Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
I can feel myself
swimming
already.
I feel myself slippery, snivering away.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
Sitting on the
dock
of the bay.
We call your Satellite
Sisters. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for. It look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do. So I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam. Just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.